Sports Radio News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
Macquarie National News at 6:30, windy with showers and storms likely, tops of 35 degrees. Good morning, I'm Alice Hogg. One person's been killed and another seriously injured after Virgin Galactic's Spaceship 2 crashed during a test flight in California. Peter King reports.
Virgin Galactic's suborbital Spaceship 2 has crashed into the Mojave Desert, where it's been flying test runs for tourist flights. TV pictures are showing wreckage and recovery crews. The California Highway Patrol says one pilot was killed. Another has a major injury, presumably. The pilot witnesses say they saw parachuting after an explosion. Virgin has been trying to work out some problems with Spaceship 2. It had already delayed tourist flights indefinitely, and now those will obviously be on hold for a while.
International schools in the Middle East, including those with Australian teachers, could be targeted by jihadists. An online post is encouraging lone wolf-style attacks against staff at schools in the region. The Department of Foreign Affairs has updated its terror threat advice, but says it has no information to suggest an attack is being planned. Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard's been cleared of any criminal conduct over an alleged corrupt union slush fund, but her actions have been deemed questionable. Counsel assisting the Royal Commission into Trade Unions, Jeremy Stolges, concluded Ms Gillard didn't know about alleged illegal activity by her former boyfriend and union boss Bruce Wilson, but she was the beneficiary of money. A man has been charged with accessory to murder over the disappearance of a Central Coast man almost 20 years ago. Danielle Pogson reports.
The man, aged 61 at the time, was last seen at a house in Bateau Bay in October 1995. His car was discovered burnt out in bushland at Berkeley Val 2 weeks later. A strike force was established to investigate the man's disappearance, leading officers to arrest a 43-year-old man yesterday. He's been charged with accessory after the fact to murder, stealing a motor vehicle, received stolen property and damaging property by fire. He'll appear in court on Friday. Danielle Pogson, Macquarie National News.
The number of kindergarten students being sent home from school for misbehaviour is higher than ever before. The Telegraph reports more than 400 children aged between 4 and 6 were suspended last year. Principals and child psychologists blame the increase on instability at home, poor parenting and mental illness. In other news, a total fire ban is in place across much of New South Wales with hot and windy conditions forecast, and convicted paedophile Rolf Harris has been refused permission to appeal his convictions for sexually assaulting 4 girls in England. In sport, Australia is on track to lose its first cricket test series to Pakistan since 1994, resuming on the third day at 1 for 22. Pakistan's batsman raced to form, declaring at 6 for 570, boosted by a double century from Yunus Khan. New South Wales is 8 for 266 after the first day of the Sheffield Shield with Victoria at the MCG. Spanish superstar David Villa has ended his Melbourne City guest stint without a win. Competition leaders Adelaide United turned around a deficit before half-time to take down City 2-1 at Amy Park. City coach John Van Schip says they will be able to work without the marquee striker.
Even if he comes back, that's the next step from January as well. So we know if he's coming back, we'll work with it, we'll deal with it again.
The Wanderers are one day away from running out against Al Hilal in the Asian Champions League final in Saudi Arabia. Darius Boyd is expected to follow Wayne Bennett to Brisbane after being released from Newcastle. Suspended coach Shane Flanagan gets back to work for Cronulla today after having his NRL ban lifted. And Quade Cooper returns for the Wallabies at 5/8 in their European tour opener this weekend. This is Macquarie National News. It's 26 to 7.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Windy with a high chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Tops of 34 degrees on the coast, 35 in the west. Sunny tomorrow, tops of 22 degrees. Looking further ahead, possible shower Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday, a shower or two Wednesday, possible shower Thursday. Right now in town, it's 25 degrees, 26 at Bankstown and Gosford, 15 Campbelltown, 24 Penrith, 23 Richmond, 17 Katoomba.
It's our biggest race day of the week. So welcome to our biggest Racing HQ of the week. This is Racing HQ Saturday. Thanks to TAB and West End Mazda.
Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader, is home to all the spring carnival excitement.
Buffering trying to get him. Langan Rupee three quarters clear. Down the outside, Terra Vista flying home. They swarm to the line about five or six across. Lincoln Rupee, I reckon he might have held on. They're everywhere across the course here. Nicosine headed by Galaxy Pegasus. 50 metres to go. Law's getting up on the inside of danger. Galaxy Pegasus grabbed by Law in a photo finish. Not much between the pair of them.
A carnival full of stars. Stay in touch with your spring stars on Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturdays. Here's your host, Andrew Bensley.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to November 1 and the start of the Flemington Carnival today. What a day of racing we've got. We can tell you straight up that it is raining in Melbourne right now. I'm broadcasting from Melbourne this morning, and Ron Duffersey will be in our Melbourne studio also this morning, but we can tell you that it is raining. We'll get to Mick Goody as soon as we can to get the very latest there. The radar picture says maybe for the next sort of hour, and then it's clear. But we'll get to Mick Goody for that in just a moment, for that big day in Melbourne. Rose Hill, Sydney weather, beautiful this morning. The boats have come in under the harbour. We're looking already at 25 degrees in some parts of Sydney, as you've just heard in the news. Newcastle, Doomben, Morfordville in Adelaide. But the main attention, of course, Rose Hill and Flemington for us through our Saturday morning. Chris Toogood's joining us from Rose Hill. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew.
Spoke to your boss last night, Lindsay Murphy. Seems to be in a good frame of mood in Melbourne.
Why wouldn't he be there? Good day's racing there, and he's helping Mick Goody out, I hope.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I think he was enjoying himself when I spoke to him, but good luck to him anyway down there. What's happening at Rose Hill? You put a little bit of water on the track yesterday, given the extreme temperatures.
Yeah, we just put a couple of mil on yesterday afternoon, Andrew, and it's kept us in a nice little cushion there this morning at penetrometer 4.58. So it's all good, looking good.
And that penno sort of just it tells you that there is some cushion in it.
That's certainly right, yeah. We try to aim around that with the weather conditions, and not get overdoing it as well with the irrigation, with the winds and things that can put more water on the track, you know.
Yep, no, I understand. So you're rating at a good three?
Good three, yep. The rail's in the true position.
Right, I know. Where was it last time? Remind me where it was.
Last Saturday we had it 6 metres.
6 metres, yep, okay. So 6 metres back into the true today. And I must admit, just in the news, I didn't hear the temperatures that Sydney's getting to today. Is it going to be real hot again?
Well, around 34, they're tipping.
Yeah, that's hot enough.
And they're tipping possibly afternoon showers or thunderstorms, afternoon or early evening. So,
all right.
Early evening would be ideal.
Ideal for sure. All right, we'll keep an eye on those. But a good three and a penetrometer of 4.58, the rail back into the true today for Rose Hill. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks, Andrew.
Chris Toogood there. There are five scratchings at the moment for Rose Hill. Race 5, number 6, Rare Fragrance. Race 5, number 6. And then in race 8, race 8 takeout, 7, Cosmic Cameo, 8, Charge Missile, 11, Gepardo, and 11, Emperor of Oz. 7, 8, 11, and 13 currently out of race 8. Newcastle is our main provincial program. Peter Birch is joining us. Morning, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
How's the weather been there? Warmed up in the last few days?
Yes, it has been fairly warm the last few days, but we had a shower overnight, but there wasn't a great deal in it. It just settled the dust. But we've had to put 16 mils of irrigation on for the week. The rail's back in the true position, and the track's a good three.
Good three, and that rail goes back into the true. Is that the first time since the carnival or not?
Yes, it is, Andrew. Yes, there's a real good pad of grass in there now, so it's beautiful, actually.
Okay, so good three, rail true, and it should be a good day there. You've got, I'm just going off memory now, you've got a large group of people there today, and I think you haven't got a race meeting on Tuesday, but you're virtually opening up all the facilities.
Yes, that's correct, Andrew. We're fully booked out today. All the function rooms are booked out today, and the same applies on Tuesday, Melbourne Cup Day. We've got camel races here on
Camel
Tuesday.
Races? What's going on there, Pete?
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't like them, myself included, but that's the way it goes, isn't it? You know,
they're all different things at the moment, mate.
That's right. We've got to try and give people something to look at, I suppose. So, the amount of people that have that have booked to come out on Tuesday, they must enjoy them. So
they must. They'll be amongst it. All right, so good three today in the rail trio. Good luck today, Pete.
Good, thank you, Andrew. Bye.
Peter Birch there at Newcastle. We race at Doomben, and Jim Roberts is joining us. Morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning, Jim. How's things?
Andrew, yeah, very well, thanks.
How's your weather?
Beautiful this morning, actually. Yeah, very, quite clear.
Yep.
A few clouds in the sky. Looks like it's going to be a warm day ahead of us.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've had some warm stuff in Sydney, so it's going into summertime, isn't it? What temperatures are you expecting today?
I think they're in the 30s today, low 30s, I believe. So, yeah, quite hot here yesterday with a bit of a wind, bit of a northerly. So, yeah, just see what happens.
Yep, okay.
I've got the rail out. Sorry. Yeah, yep. I've got a good three on it.
Good three, and the rail's out. Seven?
7 metres, yes.
Okay. All right, so a good three in the rail at 7 and a pretty clear day coming up at Doomben. Good luck today, Jim.
Andrew, thank you. Good on you.
Thanks, mate. Jim Roberts there at Doomben with the latest. In Adelaide, they race on the course proper at Morfordville. It's fine and a dead four. The rail is well out on the course proper, 12 metres from the 1200 to the winning post and 7 metres the remainder. Yesterday, with a very warm day in Adelaide, they put 3 millimetres of irrigation on, but the early report is a dead four for Morfordville's course proper. We're just holding off or trying to get on to Mick Goody with the latest information for Flemington, as you would assume. Plenty of media trying to get on to Mick this morning, and given here in Melbourne, where I'm broadcasting from, it is very overcast, and the drive into the office this morning, it was certainly raining quite significantly. The radar says that it probably clears in the next 45 minutes or so. There's a band of rain that's right over the top of Melbourne right now. And then it's meant to clear. So we'll get to Mick Goody as soon as we can. Good luck to everybody in the TAB Reward Stable today with their horse Kuro running in the Group 1 Coolmore Stud Stakes. There are 10 that are pushing up for a victory today because they are in the ownership of Kuro today. I talk of Ruth, Peter, Emily Jane, Luke, Colin, Andrew, Greg, Monica, Josh and Kevin. They're all in that, and if the horse wins, they get $4,000 each in TAB reward points. So looking forward to that today. Good luck to the TAB rewards horse. We'll take a break. As soon as we get Mick Goody, we'll cross to him. Tony Brazel on the way, and before 7, David Payne and Scott Asprey.
How's this? Free Melbourne Cup Day tips from the boys at the Punter Show. Get There They Are from 1tofollow.com.au for their $10 weekly Saturday service, and the boys will send their best bets from Melbourne Cup Day for free. They are flying on the big races at the moment, so make sure you have a winning carnival. Get to 1tofollow.com.au now and sign up to There They Are, another winning product from 1tofollow.com.au.
Hello?
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack to the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
With the exception of the feature event each day, Sky Racing brings you all the Flemington Cup Carnival racing live on Sky Racing 2 and Sky Racing World. Join our team of experts for their tips and analysis, complementing our live broadcast of Flemington's major days. Subscribe now to the Sky Racing Plus Pack and enjoy the live action from Flemington this spring on Sky Racing. Sky Racing, continuing to deliver the very best racing coverage.
As I said before the break, every punter should join the TAB Rewards team. Their horses running today in the Cormore, Kuro, and the TAB Rewards Stable. And as I said, it's giving 10 TAB Reward members ownership of the horse for the day. They'll share in any of today's winnings. They'll experience what it's like to race in a Group 1 at Flemington. So be a part of it. Go to their designated webpage, tabrewards.com.au, and join the team today.
You're tuned to your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by TAB.
We've been able to wake up Mick Goody at 6:45. Morning to you, Mick.
Wake me up.
Where you been, mate? You've been inundated by media. You know where the regulars come and you don't even answer our calls.
I've been out in the turfs with Murphy all night.
Yeah, Lindsay, I've already said that this morning, Lindsay Murphy in Melbourne, and he was enjoying himself when I spoke to him about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I don't think he'll be listening right now. What's happening now? I'm broadcasting from Melbourne today with Ronnie Duffacy, and we've had rain. How much has fallen so far?
I had 4 mil just after I'd done the penno, so that's a total of 27 mil for the week, and I put 14 mil of irrigation. Obviously, with the forecast, I let it get pretty firm yesterday, and I rated it good 3 still. The Bureau's saying it'll be through within half an hour to 40 minutes.
Right.
It's nearly stopped now, but we'll just wait and see how much we get. If we get a downgrade, it'll be to dead 4 before the 1st. We'll have a look an hour and a half before the 1st.
Okay, so you look at around 10 o'clock with the first at 11.30. Yep. And what are the Bureau saying through the day, given that this appears to be the heavy rain that's going through?
Yeah, well, after this band goes through, they said there'll be some scattered showers coming up from the south-west.
Yep.
And might get a couple of mil for the day. They won't have a significant effect on the track as long as this heavy band goes through in the next half hour.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just looking at the radar, it looks to be nearly through. But anyway, we'll wait and see what happens. So it's still a good 3. Give us the penetrometers, Mick.
4.73 overall. The inside's 4.79 and the outside's 4.79. I think the straight races will come down the middle. There's no doubt about that.
So you reckon that in the Coolmore they won't split? Do you reckon they'll come together?
No. Look, I was talking to James McDonald at the airport yesterday afternoon, and he kind of agreed with me. It's their safest option. If they split and one side beats the other, well, they've made the wrong decision, haven't they?
Yeah.
So if they go down the middle in a group and just stay together, well, no one can be blamed for anything.
Interesting, going up and picking jockeys up from the airport. Mick, you're going right there.
I didn't pick no jockey up, I can tell you. I had enough weight in the car as it was.
Lindsay must have been in the car if you're talking about weight. All right, so we'll talk about the weather through the morning. Obviously, from our broadcast box, we can see it, an update for our listeners, but at the moment, it's still a good 3 and a penetrometer overall of 4.73. Good luck, Mick. I hope it's a successful day. Let's hope that this is the worst of the rain and that people that get there can enjoy it.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mick Goody there, track manager at Flemington. Tony Brazel's joining us to give us a couple of trial fancies. Morning, Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Hello, Hoss. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. You've got a couple of fancies. Melbourne, these horses are pretty well up and going, so you've gone elsewhere.
Yeah, only one barrier trial horse in the entire meeting at Flemington. So we'll kick off at Rose Hill. Race 8, number 2, Inside Job, back from a spell. David Pfeiffer trains, pretty much proven fresh. A couple of wins first up, and here he is coming out of a trial at Randwick 2 weeks ago. Certainly caught the eye, he just breezed home, no real vigour coming down the straight. So I'd say he's come up nicely, this horse. And with that good record, young Brodie Lloyd, a few kilos off the back there, certainly looks well placed. So we'll go for a proven first upper. Race 8, tab number 2, Inside Job, Hoss.
Righto, David Pfeiffer there, race 8 number 2. And you found one at Doomben where it's going to be pretty warm and a good 3.
Yeah, that's the male. Race 6 number 6, Quietly Confident. Chris Lees has shipped this one up from his Newcastle base. And this one's had a trial at Newcastle about 10 days ago, always in front. And, good sound there. It really did get away from the field there. The only problem was it didn't have a jockey on. Lost the jockey at the start.
Okay.
But the trial was all right. It certainly went about its business nicely without Andrew Givens. And Chris Lee is very much proven with shipping these horses up to Brisbane in those the right ones. So let's go with Quietly Confident. The form's been pretty good before that trial. Race 6, number 6 at Doomben.
Right, so the two trial fancies, Rose Hill, race 8, number 2, Inside Job, and at Doomben, race 6, number 6, Quietly Confident. What time are you on with big previews for all of the feature racing today, Tony?
It's an earlier start today, Hoss, so 9 o'clock, we're on here.
Okay, 9 o'clock there, and I know Greg Miles and Mark Guest will be previewing Flemington from the track as well on Sky Racing TV today. Thanks a lot, Tony, good luck.
All good stuff. Thanks, Hoss.
Tony Brazel there. Let's go to Steve Hewlett from Radio TAB in Brisbane. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Good morning, everyone.
Mate, we're looking at eight races today. The first out time at 20 after one. What do you fancy there?
Oh, look, I like this two-year-old in the first race, one, number one, the Wildman, named after a close friend of the trainer, Mick Mair, of course, Tony Wildman, yeah, who passed away some years ago. As we all know, he's a terrific bloke, and I think Mick wanted to name a pretty good horse after Tony Wildman, and he's named this guy after him. And he trialled well some weeks ago, and his debut was terrific. I've got no doubt he should have won. He was slow out of the gate. He was green. He was on heels. He was stopped dead at the 200. He had to take a narrow gap late. It was a terrific performance. Just one of those horses that you would imagine will derive enormous benefit from it because he was so green. So, look, today, if he jumps better, I don't expect him to be sharing the lead, put it that way. But if he'll settle in the first half a dozen runners, I think he'll just overpower them. He's got lots of raw ability, and I really like him. Provided there's no shin soreness or it, but Mick Mair tells us everything's fine with him. So he should be taking out the first race one, number one, the Wildman.
Righto, Tegan Harrison takes the ride there. Where's the other one, Steve?
Look, race seven, I'm coming up with number 11, Rudy, for the reasons being that he's had that run under his belt now. There's a question mark with Sir Moments first up with the rail out. He's a back marker, and you might remember first up last prep in Sydney, he didn't do anything at all. He'll probably need the run this afternoon. Not saying he can't win, but he'll probably need it. Rocket to Glory, I think, has been up for a while. Question mark at 1350. You just come back to Rudy. He's drawn well. He'll sit in the first four runners. Look, he did have his chance the other day. He box-seated. And look, when he went to come out wide, Steel Zip pushed him back in. He had to come through nearer the rail. He wasn't held up, but he was good and solid. He's a talented horse. He won second up last preparation, sitting one by two on a good track. I would love to have seen a bit of rain for him, but look, he's a pretty classy horse, and he'll get all the favours today and be hard to beat. Race 7, number 11, Rudy.
Righto, so the two for Doomben from Steve. Race 1, number 1, and race 7, number 11. Good luck, Steve. Enjoy today, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Steve Hewlett there. We'll take a short break, and then David Payne and Scott Asprey.
G'day, Johnny Sutherland here, inviting you to join me Melbourne Cup Day at the Gladstone Hotel.
This Tuesday, come along from 11.30 for your chance to win a 32-inch HD TV, four-burner barbecue, Carlton prizes, black caviar clocks, Savannah wines, meat trays, champagne, chocolates, tab vouchers and more. Tab assistants will be on hand to help you with your betting. Everybody welcome. Entry is free. Join Donny Sutherland this Melbourne Cup Day at the Coote family-owned Gladstone Hotel, Dulwich.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney. 2001.
If you're renovating or building a new home, take a closer look at the design. Visually, the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home will be the windows and doors. You look through them every day. Make sure you don't look past them. Your windows and doors are critical to the light, airflow, cooling and heating of your home. Wide line windows and doors have been making aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years. So make sure you take a closer look. Showrooms are in Parramatta, Tuggerah, and Wideline's brand new showroom is in Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
TAB brings you Racing HQ Saturday on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
David Payne joins us, I presume, from Melbourne. Morning, Dave.
No, and I'll be catching a flight soon.
Righto. Well, I want to talk about your Sydney runners shortly, but what are you hearing on Criterion coming out of the Cox Plate?
Oh, I know he's well, Andrew. He had an easy week.
Yeah, yep.
No, jumping out of his skin. We're happy with his condition.
That's good. Last week, the eventual winner just got that sort of two-length break on you, didn't he, around that sort of, 500-metre mark around that point of the Cox Plate, and you just couldn't quite catch him.
Yeah, and I think the early part of the race, and you know, that cost him as well. So, you know, I think he could have been on his wrong leg when it all sprinted away from him.
Yeah. Is it a hard task to actually set them for a grand final like I presume it was and then do the seven-day backup?
I don't think so. And, you know, as long as you don't do too much, then, you know, do you do in the week with him? He's a tough horse. His manger indicates that he's happy. He's been eating everything.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Inside draw today, I mean, they've had rain in Melbourne. Still a good three at this stage. It may go a dead four, but inside draw today, it'll be interesting to see where Corey wants to place him.
Well, I think we could be a little handier without bustling him and just so, you know, he can get a clear passage. That's all I worry about with him.
And you told me during the week that you're keen on going to Hong Kong if he performs today.
Yes, well, the owner's keen, so, you know, we got a fall in line there.
Yeah.
And we actually goes today, and then all going well, he'll race there.
Now, you got a couple at Rose Hill. What about the one in the first here called Zulu Royal? It's barrier trialled. You been happy enough there?
Yes, I think, I think you'll be in the money, Andrew, but I think that also John O'Shea's looks above average. I think he's going to be very, very difficult to beat.
He was pretty good late in that trial. Is that the sort of horse he's going to be today, you'd feel, just sitting off it a little bit?
Yes, and he's improved quite a lot since that trial, so I think, you know, he'll give him a good shake anyway.
Righto, that's Zulu Royal. Later on, you've got Goldstone first up in the third.
Yeah, old horse. The owner bought him, you know, at a dispersal sale, so we're going to give him a bash. He's looking a picture. But, you know, those old horses don't show you too much in work.
Yeah, they'd save it hopefully for race day.
Yeah, that's it.
You, the one plus today is Winona Costin on it. She'd win on a camel at this stage.
I know. Yeah. She's riding well, little girl.
She is.
Anyway, I just hope she can weave her magic there.
Good luck, Dave. Hope the effort to Melbourne's good one.
Thanks, Andrew. All
thanks, Dave. Thank David Payne. Scott Asprey is joining us also. He's got Estonian Princess lining up in the Meyer Classic. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Andrew.
I know she arrived. Are you in Melbourne as well?
Yeah, I got down on Thursday. Yeah,
okay.
So I've been here for a couple of days.
Well, mate, they're all pushing up. Nina Rocket's been heavily supported. I tell you, you weren't far behind her in the angst.
I think all three runs in Sydney, which Nina Rock's been in as well, we've been pretty much alongside her. And I think there's a case for Estonian Princess to be pushed. You know, she was disadvantaged, I think, by leading in the angst. It's not a usual pattern of racing, and she still had this tenacity to fight on in the straight when challenged by Nina Rock. So even though there's been a lot of support for Nina Rock in the last 24 hours, I think we're just as good a chance as it is in the race.
The only thing, I guess, that makes people a bit nervous would be that draw.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's too much of a disadvantage around Flemington, Andrew. Providing that Brenton can get her into a comfortable spot with cover, I don't think it's too harsh of a barrier, especially if the rain continues during the day. It might be a benefit being out a bit wider. So, and I took a bit of comfort in watching on Thursday night Hurdle Myrtle win from barrier 16, so the Meyer Classic a couple of years ago. So, yeah, I'm not too fazed by the barrier, to tell you the truth.
It shows you it can be done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the statistics too, which is interesting, barrier 15, which is what she'll probably jump from, has got a better strike winning rate than barrier one, which the favourite has. So,
yeah. With her, I mean, she's been such an honest mare, you know, from the Gold Coast earlier on this year. She normally puts in, you know, 9 times out of 10, doesn't she?
Oh, she always gives 100%, Andrew. Sometimes things go against her in the running, or she doesn't have the luck that she needs. But you can be guaranteed she'll be out there doing her best. That's for sure.
Big thrill to have a runner in a big race like this, mate.
Yeah, fantastic. A big day for me today, so it's great to be a part of it.
Keep dry. Let's hope the worst of the rain's just finishing off in Melbourne now and that we can enjoy the day. Good luck. Hope she runs really well for you, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it. I'm sure she'll make competitive against them.
No, good on you. Scott Asprey, trainer of Estonian Princess in the Meyer Classic. There are 6 earlies at this stage for Flemington. Race 1, number 10, Stitch Me Up. Race 2, number 13, Via Cavour. Race 3, 12 Spy Dakota and 13 Rainbow Gold, 12 and 13. The McKinnon Race 6, Takeout 1, Side Glance, and race 9, the last takeout, 3 Era Nautical. So we'll keep an eye on those as we head towards scratching time.
Sky Sports Radio News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
Macquarie National News at 7, windy with showers and storms likely, tops of 35 degrees. Good morning, I'm Alice Hogg. One person's been killed and another is seriously injured after Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 crashed while being tested for commercial flights to the edge of space. Bill Harwood reports.
Virgin Galactic launched its Spaceship 2 rocket plane on a test flight earlier today. It was carried up to altitude by the company's White Knight 2 carrier aircraft and then released. At that point, the two pilots on board ignited the space plane's solid fuel hybrid rocket motor, and a few moments later, Virgin tweeted that there had been an in-flight anomaly, they called it.
Teachers have been put on alert by the AFP to monitor their students for any signs of radicalism. The Telegraph reports staff at East Hills Boys High School have already raised security concerns after extremist graffiti was sprayed across the campus. One pupil at the school left the country to join jihadists in the Middle East before being intercepted in Turkey by his father and brought home. Four people have been arrested and are assisting police with inquiries after a security guard was attacked in the CBD. The 38-year-old has been taken to hospital after being injured while trying to stop a group from entering a pub on George Street. No charges have been laid at this stage. A total fire ban is in place across parts of the state. Temperatures are forecast to soar into the high 30s in some regions, with fast winds another concern for bushfires. Natalie Sanders from the RFS says the bans are in place for Greater Sydney, the North Coast, Greater Hunter, North Western and Upper Central West Plains.
Forecast for really warm and dry conditions with temperatures in the 30s, even up towards the 40s in some areas. And we're looking at winds gusting up to 70 kilometres per hour. So these warm and dry conditions have led to total fire bans.
Properties going to auction in popular Sydney and Melbourne suburbs are being underquoted by up to 30%. The ploy is being used to attract more bidders to an auction who think the price is within their reach. Property pricing app Realaz lists Peakhurst, Manly, Epping and Ryde as areas among the most inaccurate for real estate agent quotes. More bodies have been recovered by investigators from the MH17 crash site in eastern Ukraine. 289 of the 298 passengers on board have been identified, including all but two of the Australian citizens and residents. In other news, the Royal Commission into Trade Unions has been told former Prime Minister Julia Gillard did not commit any crime regarding an alleged corrupt slush fund operated by her ex-boyfriend, and thousands of people have flocked to the West Australian town of Albany to commemorate the centenary of the first Anzac departure. In finance, the Dow Jones is up 178 points, the Nasdaq's up 63, and one Australian dollar is buying 88.0 US cents. In sport, Pakistan's batsmen have demolished Australia's 6 for 570 declared after the second day of the second test in Abu Dhabi. The Aussies resume at 1 for 22 on track to concede their first test defeat to Pakistan since 1994. Australia is gearing up to turn its Four Nations campaign around and take on England tomorrow. Skipper Cameron Smith is putting faith in halfback Daly Cherry-Evans returning to the field.
Yeah, we're confident that Cherry Evans will get through the match, hopefully, if he trains well tomorrow.
Darius Boyd is positioned for a move to Brisbane after being granted a release from NRL club Newcastle. Suspended coach Shane Flanagan resumes work for Cronulla after having his NRL ban lifted. Adelaide United is top of the A-League ladder with a 2-1 win over Melbourne City at Amy Park. And Quade Cooper returns from injury to start for the Wallabies in their spring tour opener this weekend. This is Macquarie National News. It's 7:04.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Windy with a high chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Tops of 34 degrees on the coast, 35 in the west. Sunny tomorrow, tops of 22 degrees. Looking further ahead, possible shower Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday, a shower or two Wednesday, possible shower Thursday. Right now in town, it's 25 degrees, 26 at Bankstown and Gosford, 15 Campbelltown, 24 Penrith, 23 Richmond, 17 Katoomba.
It's our biggest race day of the week, so welcome to our biggest Racing HQ of the week. This is Racing HQ Saturday, thanks to TAB and West End Mazda.
Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader, is home to all the spring carnival excitement.
Zululand Chivalry can't go on, but it's Moon Over Manhattan, two in front, down near the line, and Moon Over Manhattan is all too good, won it by two lengths to Atmosphere. Adelaide Render second from Silent Achiever and Side Glance. 100 metres to go. It's Faulkner tackled by Adelaide. Silent Achiever's coming home well. Adelaide, Faulkner, Adelaide on the outside in front, and Adelaide has won the Cox Plate.
A carnival full of stars. Stay in touch with your spring stars on Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturdays. Here's your host, Andrew Bensley.
Yes, for the people that have just joined us out of the 7 o'clock alarm, welcome to Saturday, November 1, and we're looking forward to staying with you right through the day with not only Rosehill Gardens being our feature program in Sydney, but of course it's Derby Day in Melbourne. For those that may not have heard, they've had rain since around 2 a.m. this morning. 4 millimetres of rain has fallen. The worst of the rain is meant to clear in the next sort of half an hour. With that 4 millimetres, the track is still rated a good 3 with an overall penetrometer at Flemington of 4.73. We'll keep an eye on that. Mick Goody said he'll look at the track at 10 o'clock once the worst of the weather has gone through. They're meant to get scattered showers after that through the day. So stay with Sky Radio. We'll let you know what develops through the morning. Rose Hill, it's a good 3. They put a couple of mils of water on the track yesterday afternoon, given 30 degrees odd coming up again today. Good 3, penetrometer 4.58, and the rail goes back into the true. Newcastle, good 3 and true. Doomben, good 3 and 7 metres. And Morfordville, the early report is a dead track there. We'll keep an eye on that through the morning. Ron Duffersey is with me in Melbourne this morning with the big 2-hour edition of Racing Retro tomorrow. Duff, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. What are you doing to me? Hail, rain, hail, all sorts of things going on here in Melbourne, but I like your confidence. You've got us on a good 3 here later on, that's for sure.
I've got you on a good 3 now.
Okay.
We'll just see what happens at 10 o'clock when Mick has a look, because you heard Mick Goody earlier. He said, look, we'll see what happens with this band of rain, but off the radar, which I showed you, the worst of it looks to have nearly gone through now.
Let's hope so, because this is a fantastic meeting, my favourite meeting of the year, and the fields, you know, don't let anyone down. I'd suggest we've got a couple of cracking races there, and looking forward to the Coolmore, where they're just going to be...
Is it the race today?
Oh, it's the race. Yeah, it's the race for sure, and we're going to get a taste early with race 4 with him.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Mike Fraser's joining us. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Yeah, what a race at Coolmore is. I think that's the race I'm really looking forward to seeing today. These wonderful three-year-olds. But just tell me more about the track, Ron. Andrew Trent tends to sugarcoat things a bit.
No, I don't.
Yeah, look, we all know what such a great track Flemington is, with a drying capacity of it. And it just all comes down to whether it's raining when the races start. I think if we don't get any rain come, 11:30, we're probably working with a dead track. as simple as that.
Going to say, a horse like Hampton Court, I don't think he really wants to for the track to get too wet.
No, look, there's a few today I'd suggest it'd be in the same boat, but Hampton Court, he's coming off a rock-hard record-breaking run at Randwick, and all of a sudden, if he finds himself on a sloppy track come Derby time with a bit of rain falling, and he'd have to be easy in the market, although he's been placed on a heavy track in his career, and it's not the ideal situation, is it?
No, not at all.
We'll go through some early scratchings in a moment. There are still the 5 for Rose Hill, and the Flemington program, we're sitting on the 6 that we gave you just prior to 7. We'll go through those in a moment. Chris Waller's online, first of all, though. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, guys.
I presume you're down with us in Melbourne?
Yes.
The worst of the rain, hopefully, is Ron reckons what was the term, Ron?
Sugar coated.
What's it like out there at the moment, Chris, at Flemington?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
It's almost stopped. Yeah.
See, I'm not sugar coating it, am I?
No.
Good on you.
Nah, it's not too bad at all.
The worst of
how
it's
much
gone.
Did they say how much they had?
4 millimetres up until around 6 a.m.
Yeah. I was just saying to Liam, my racing manager, 3.5, so we'll just be out a little bit.
Yeah.
You're confident the track's going to be A-OK then, Chris?
It all depends what happens next couple of hours, and in particular once they start racing, as you know. It's a great drawing track.
Yeah, it is. And you're very well represented here today. Let's start from the top. Kermadec, he looks a horse for the future. How's he arrived?
He's arrived very well, and the trip's really going to help him mature quicker. He is a horse of the future. Autumn's our goal with him. I thought he needed one more run just to harden him up. Otherwise, you come back in the autumn and you get a bit lost against those better horses. So gets his chance today. We've put a barrier blanket on him to try and help him begin a bit better. Hopefully that'll see him jump and settle midfield and not waste his good draw.
Okay. Vel Rosso, race 3, he had some excuses there first up.
Yeah, just a good excuse to have a run of Derby Day, really, a horse like him. He's no world beater, but he's done a good job for connections. And first up run, as you said, was okay. Let's hope he can be in the first three would be good.
The Coolmore, we all know how good a race it is. Brazen Bow looks to have had the, what I say is the perfect preparation.
Yeah, you can't take much out of that first up run, except that he would have got experience before running down the straight. So came back to Sydney and bounced back to good form, and has certainly not done a thing wrong since, including another jump out up the straight last Friday and a quiet gallop on Tuesday morning. So he knows what it's all about this time and just need to overcome that wide gate with a bit of cover.
Yeah, well, he looks like he might just get that little bit of cover, like he's got Kuro outside him and a few inside him, obviously the favourite, Rich Enough, so hopefully it all pans out nicely for him.
Yeah, yep. I think he's the right horse and obviously a very strong addition of the Cornwall.
It'll be interesting to see. We've been discussing this for the last couple of days, Chris, just what the jockeys do here, from Rubik drawn inside to a Loping drawn out wide, whether they split. Mick Goody, the track manager, feels they'll still come together like straight races have been.
Yeah, you guys know the form better than me, but it's been a while since I can remember them splitting. And I think everyone these days are too scared to split that one.
Yeah.
They don't. A horse like Rubik, you can't really afford to be on the wrong side. He needs to be in where the main body is to beat them, I guess. When you've got the best horse, that's probably the way you think. So hopefully that's the case.
Delectation is a horse that's probably a little underrated. He could run on here without surprising.
Yeah, it's a big step, but we've always had a high opinion of the horse, and he's still in probably education mode. He over-races a little bit and does a few things wrong, but I don't think he will today. They'll run along quick enough for him to settle, and he'll get the perfect smother, and he could be there late at the end of a strong 1,200 metres.
The McKinnon, you're strongly represented here. Fortella, he was very brave last week.
He sure was. It was one of those what-could-have-been stories for us over the past 7 days. But, that's the right form line coming into a race like this, as long as it's not too harsh a backup. But he's bounced back in terms of the weight he lost after the run. He's the same weight as he was going into Cox Plate, and he's been nice and bouncy over the last few mornings.
Hawkspur, he wasn't that far away in the Caulfield Cup.
No, he didn't have things go his way at all. So, we've done next to nothing with him, just basically done a couple of three-quarter pace gallops because he did lighten up a bit after the Caulfield Cup. And if that rain is enough to affect the track, it would certainly help his chances. So, if it did deteriorate, he'd come into favouritism in a big way.
Moriarty, any hope?
Only based on last year's run, Ron. He ran third in the race last year. I think Jim Cassidy will suit him. He'll get him to switch off and then really fire him up late, and just needs a bit of a wake-up now and then, and Jimmy's probably the right man for the job. So needs to improve, but not hopeless.
He's your man. Can he bring his handicap form to wait for age?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping so. We've purposely steered away from the Cox Plate last week for today's race. The big track at Flemington, I think, will suit. He's got a lovely big action and almost struggled around the valley when he went to the Breakfast of the Stars. He was beaten off a four-week break earlier in the preparation, and I'm mindful of that. So we've done a lot more work with him coming into this race than we did for that last 28 gap, and that was on a heavy track. So I don't think it wouldn't worry him if it got to dead or slow, but the horse is tip-top shape and ready to go.
Beauty. Preferment in the Derby. He's probably the strongest stayer in the race, but is he the smartest?
No, he's not. I don't want to talk the horse down at all. He's a nice horse. He's a lovely horse to work with on the ground, but that's probably the best way of putting it. He's not the smartest yet, but he's getting there and he's working with us. We didn't think we need to go the full extreme and put the blinkers on. We've just gone with winkers. I think it'll just help him keep focused and hopefully take out that flat spot. He's got a flat spot in the Derby. He won't win if he can travel through those stages where he was a bit soft in a few of his races. Well, he can win the race.
And Catkins, well, she's just a marvellous mare, and she gets a cosy run here.
Yeah, she should. She's got great tactical speed, and I think it might even get her into a bit of trouble sometimes. She puts herself there and she tries so hard in the whole race, let alone the finish. So just think the last couple of runs, she's just done a bit too much, and we've taken the blinkers off. I don't think she needs them. She tries that hard, and it might just help conserve a bit of energy. Just on her last two runs, she needs to improve the length. So hopefully that can bring about the improvement in a dead to slow track. Certainly wouldn't worry her.
We're talking with Chris Waller. That's a large team of Melbourne runners. We've got a team to go through in Sydney, Ron.
Yeah, look, Counterattack, the two-year-old in the first, he's an interesting horse. He looks above average from what I've seen.
Yeah, and he's Red Tracer and Shellscrape's brother.
Oh, I didn't pick that up.
So out of a great mare, and he's got a lovely action, good attitude. He's a good horse, simple as that. He's not wound right up yet, far from it, but he'll have a run today and then go to the paddock, and I'd expect him to run in the first three if he's going to be a carnival contender.
What was the story with his first trial when you dragged him right out the back there? Was that a plan or did something go wrong?
No, I just missed the start, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was, got a bit tangled up in himself and then got organised late. So there's, we would have preferred he was up on the speed right from the first trial.
Okay. Race four, you've got Lucky Chappie, Dan Shy, Reigning, Campanology, Equator. Can you give us a rundown on these five?
Yeah, they're going through the motions is probably the best way of putting them. Lucky Chappie, I want to be more positive on him today and not disappoint him for speed. Don't think he's that genuine, and I just think let him roll along and see what he can do today. Campanology, still in that phase of learning how to race trackably in Australia. Bigger track at Rosehill will suit, as will the 1800. Equator, looking for form after a couple of poor runs, and he's creeping back into form and should get a nice race up, a nice run up on the speed. Reigning, he's probably my pick. He likes the distance. His first up run was good, and he looks to get a lovely run. And what was the other one?
Dan Shy,
ride him a bit quieter today. He's not hitting the line at all, so needs to turn his form around.
Mm-hmm. Race five, Just a Girl, was a nice win first up. A bit of weight, but she gets the right run again.
Yeah, get a lovely run from the barrier. We'll just come out quietly, but that could even still have her in front, but preferably with a trail would be a nice place to be. And if we come out quietly, at least she's relaxed. If she did get left in front, well, we're not going too quick. So she's trained on really well since her first up win.
And you've also got Mademoiselle and Holy Delusions, who are both usually okay fresh.
Yeah, Mademoiselle, she's always in the money, so she's a good one for punters and for the placings. And, she's come back really well. And Holy Delusions,
she's a competitive horse. She likes the good tracks and she likes a big long straight like Rose Hill. So expect her to be hitting the line late.
Surely all Cerise's the one today. She's going to be very hard to beat, I'd say.
Yep, only the negative. The only negative is barrier 10 of 10. But, she's going very well. She's been running in similar races and just finding one better or a couple better or excuses. So hopefully there's no excuses for her today.
And Sed, you finished with Sed Com in race 70. He looks very well graded here.
Yeah, it's a poor race and it's a good opportunity for him to win a race. He normally runs pretty well fresh. Can't fault the way he's been working and just a very soft trial on Tuesday morning.
Mm. All right, well, good luck with him, especially at Flemington here today, Chris.
Thanks very much, boys.
Good on you, Chris. Enjoy it. Thanks, mate. Chris Waller joining us there. Liam Pryor and the rest of the team. Justine Hale's doing an enormous job there with the rest of the team at Chris's Flemington base. By the way, for Rose Hill today, Darren Pearce, the CEO of the Australian Turf Club, has tweeted, jackets and ties are optional today. Ron?
Is it hot?
It's hot. It's going to be about 34 degrees again in Sydney. So due to the extremely hot and blustery weather in Sydney, jackets and ties are optional. Mike, just before we move on with maybe Gerald Ryan, before a break, rail today at Rose Hill, 6 metres last week, back into the true today.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a problem there. It's when it comes from a 6 metre rail to a normal rail, they normally have like a fortnight between meetings. We're on the back up from last Saturday. They all stayed down on the inside and close to the lead, so there's going to be a little bit of wear at the 6 metre point. So going back to the normal with a protected pad, I'm tipping that the inside and handy, your dreaded bias, Ronnie.
Okay, we'll keep an eye, very close eye on that one. Not my favourite.
Fields.
Yeah.
Currently for Rose Hill, just bringing you up to date with those early scratchings for Rose Hill. Race 5, number 6, Rare Fragrance, number 6. And then in race 8, 7, Cosmic Cameo, 8, Charge Missile, 11, Jupado, and 13, Emperor of Oz. 7, 8, 11, and 13. They're the current 5 there. And for Flemington, for Derby Day, they're currently sitting on 6 earlies. Race 1, number 10, Stitch Me Up. Race 2, number 13, Via Cavour. Race 3, 12, Spider Coda, and 13, Rainbow Gold, 12 and 13. Skip then to the McKinnon, race 6, number 1, Side Glance, number 1. And then in the last, race 9, number 3, Aeronautical. So that's the situation there with earlies. Wayne Hawks is joining us from Hawks Racing. Morning, Wayne.
Morning, boys. How are we?
How are we? Starting to clear out at Flemington?
Yeah, it's stopped raining here now, so it's a bit little bit windy, but looks like it's certainly cleared. I just talked to Mick Goody before, and he said he was. They obviously thought it'd come about midnight, and it didn't come until about 4:15, so yeah. Anyway.
And you know this track really well. We've been discussing it this morning, that if they get this break, which the radar says it will, it drains pretty quickly there, doesn't it?
It does drain quick, and no one knows it better than Mick. And I'll tell you what Mick said. He said, we'll be right as long as it doesn't rain during the day. The rain during the day, obviously, you know, it'll start chopping out a little bit, and then the water starts filling in the holes. So at the moment, it's just a pest.
Yeah.
And all it's done is settle the dirt, or the dirt and the dust, to be honest. It's just been a pest to work in this morning, but it's stopped now.
Mm. How good's this horse in the last deep field?
Well, he's pretty good, Ron. He's... thing about him is what he does is he just surprises you on how fast he actually goes. And to be fair, when he was down, when I've had him in Melbourne before, I've never really had to give him a click up because he was just learning his trade and just going easy. And Tuesday morning was ridiculous. I don't care what anyone says. I mean, I clock every horse, but I don't clock him up the straight because it's just so hard when you hardly do it. And, you know, people can clock him off a TV now and all that sort of stuff and get a spot on. And he looked like he was going so much slower than that. You know, it was, if he had to run home in 24 and a half or something, you would have thought that's what he ran home in. But when he ran home in 22s, it's just it's a little bit silly, really, isn't it?
Mm. Someone said to me yesterday, oh, it's his first trip away, but I did find a couple of jump outs for him back in May at Flemington.
No, it's not his first trip away. It's what we try and do with our system is, I was talking to an owner yesterday and said, we've got a Nakoni colt. We want to. It was actually Lawrence Eales, to be honest, who owns Shocky and Uber Got You, and said, "Want to bring to Melbourne Sunday night." And he said, "Well, he's a Bob's. Shouldn't we keep him in Sydney?" I said, "Mate, we want to be here this time next year. And I said, you send them away a boy and they come back a man. And so Deep Field comes to mind, my lucky day, when he ran in the Lexus this day about 4 years ago. This was his first race start. And he was a Sydney horse and he'd done all of his work in Melbourne, just he'd raced in Sydney. So Deep Field's back in his old box and he's back. The best thing about this horse is his attitude. He does not give a stuff about nothing. And that's probably why he's so good. He just leaves it till race day, Ron.
I'm more interested in that free tip for that Nakoni colt. I'll wait for him.
Or what are we doing there?
No, it's coming actually straight for the pre-trainers. Straight to Melbourne on Monday with another one.
Don't worry, Duff.
Some opinion of it anyway.
Don't worry, Duff's written it down. He's going to remember it.
Last time went four even, so we don't know whether how good it is. So good owner, though. He gets it right, Lawrence, that's for sure.
Is Deep Field a better horse than Chautauqua?
Probably a bit unfair. I mean, if you look at what Deep Field's done, I mean, he's won a little race at Gosford, a couple little races at Canterbury, and he won a listed race the other day. So this is the first time he's been put in the deep end. And Chautauqua is an older, experienced, been there, done that sort of horse. And Chautauqua's never had a crack at a Group One. He obviously will today week, but you know, I mean, look, I suppose we've never been stable to hype it because have trained many a Deep Field before, but problem is no one's ever seen it on race day. We see it track work, so when you get the real deal and they start doing it race day. But does he have to be as good as Chautauqua? I mean, if he isn't, doesn't matter because they're not going to be they won't be seeing each other here. And if you had to end up in a TJ or something, I don't even know where he's going in the order, but let's say you end up in a race like that, I mean, they ended up there together, well, so be it. But there are different stages of their career. And my father, I guarantee you one thing, he hates. He hates quinellaing a race. And that's why we've always hardly ever had quinellas and trifectas.
True.
Because he's always said it's cost you, that just cost us another race. So, no, he does not like running multiple runners and does not like running first or second at all.
Turquoise King in race three, not much went right last time.
It's another step up in class, and I wish this horse was a superstar because, by God, he'd be one hell of a horse because he's just got the greatest attitude and just his will to win. And three back the fence at Caulfield the other day, he just got pushed straight to the fence, Dwayne, and, that was where he stayed. And his comment after the race was, I'm sorry, only way I'd get around him is if I jumped him. So he should have won the other day at Caulfield, there's no doubt about that, but this is another step up again. But, you know, 14 on your home track, it's certainly what he's been looking for. And He's a 10-1 chance, but I didn't think he was a 10-1 pop.
A cheer in the same race. Any excuses for him first up?
Well, he drew wide, and we went back, and probably went to try and slot in hindsight. We probably should have jumped and given him a digging, booted out the gates, and gone forward. He would have got in probably about fifth or sixth one off the fence, but just not sure whether he goes as well Melbourne way as he does Sydney way of going. So he's good and he's well, Ronnie. He looks great, the horse. So today will be a good test for him, but if it kept raining and they downgraded, I reckon we'd probably scratch him because he doesn't like the rain affected tracks. And not that it's going to be bad, but he spit on the ground and he's no good, this bloke.
Nostradamus, I think he won his first start down the straight in impressive style, so he seems quite comfortable there.
Well, he's handled the straight. I mean, some of these other horses never have. And, you know, it's I had a horse called Onerous that was unraced that went down the straight. He went to Bendigo and bolted in, and we ran him in the Dane Hill Stakes 2 months ago, and he trailed up the straight exceptionally well, and he went there race day, and he hung in all the way up the straight and probably cost himself running third. So what I'm getting at is, even if they work good up there, race day is a different ball game. So Nostradamus has been up the straight. He went back, probably should have gone a bit forward the other day, and hit the line good. What was a brazen bow? And, I mean, that form's pretty fair, isn't it? So.
Yep.
There's no, we all know these three-year-olds, and, you know, now they're shooting to win and rich enough, but I've said it 100 times this season, they're a very, very even bunch of horses, and Nostradamus brings his A game and says game on, certainly a winnable race for him.
Like Amistad, if she wins today, will she go on to the Cup?
Yeah, she will, you know, and if she doesn't, well, she'll be at Mackayvie on Monday morning in a 100-acre paddock, having a martini and having the summer off, so. She deserves a crack at the race today, and she needs, as I said to one of the owners, Michael Sullivan, yesterday. He said, "Mate, don't be pressured by us. We don't want a race just for tickets. So I'd like it a race and win be three or four today, and then so there you go, as opposed to, you know, all of a sudden there's a couple of, you know, horses pulled out which sort of get a run anyway, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So her runs have been good. You know, nothing's gone right for her in Sydney. She's been galloped on, as you'd know, and the Rolling Mile was good first up, but the other day was quite good, but they just didn't go quite hard enough for her, and she was going to win the top of the straight, then she flattened out, then probably the last 100 she really started hitting the line again. So to be fair, she's back home. She's back where she's, you know, she's back home in her own environment. She's done all of her work in Melbourne since she was a yearling. And Michael said to me, she is low flying, this mare. And let me tell you, he ain't wrong. On her work, it'll just win. But you've got to go out there and do a race day. But on her work, she will win.
Okay. Did Michael report anything about this new horse, this Our Boy Malachi in Sydney? 15 starts, 13 wins. Wow.
It's a pretty good effort, isn't it? I mean, he's a rating 80 something. I mean, Michael said it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, Deep Field can win two midweeks at Canterbury and, you know, be rated heading towards 80 and 100, and this bloke's about an 80 rated, won 13 races.
Mm.
We all know the deal. When the bush horses come to town and they've got records like this, they're no fluke. You can fluke one, you can fluke two, but you can't fluke 13. And he's the older professional, this horse, and yeah, he's going to run good today, that's for sure. He's settled in well, and he's been a good horse to train so far.
Yeah, he looks pretty sharp at the trials. Mm. Oh, we've got an agent there. He's a competitive fresh horse with lightweight as well.
He is. He just got to get the right groove and be in the right spot. You want to be sitting off him and just getting half the good card home, and then he's one of those quaddy blowout horses, isn't he? When you've got him, he probably doesn't win, and when you don't have him, he wins. But he does go good fresh, and hopefully they can go hard, and he can try and get over the top of them.
And you've got Chatham House in Sydney as well, who can pull a nice race out fresh.
Yeah, she's done everything right. She's always been sort of going to loom up and win, and just gets there that last 50 and just struggles a little bit. But she, she'll still run well, because she always does. She's always thereabouts.
Okay. Just trying to read between the lines, outside obviously Deep Field, do you think La Amistad will run well today?
Yeah, I like La Amistad, and Turquoise King's done everything right. He's done nothing wrong. And, you know, the only reason he went to Sydney and won the other day was because there was no perfect race for him in Melbourne. So he's done well. So I'd like to be coming the last with having a good day and not relying on the bloke in the last to get his name.
No, I understand. Good luck to you, Wayne.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, mate. Wayne Hawkes there. We'll take a break. A breaking story from America. Virgin Galactic spaceship has crashed. Two people in a test flight. One pilot is dead and one pilot injured. That news coming out of America. This is Sky Sports Radio at 28 to 8.
Join the biggest party in country racing today at Dubbo Races. There's nothing quite like Meyer Dubbo Derby Day, featuring Meyer fashions on the field and bias free racing on the biggest and best course in the West. Meyer Dubbo Derby Day today.
No team is hitting Flemington's Derby Day in such devastating form as the Punters Show team. Darren Potter's amazing run continued on Cox Plate weekend with another 100% profit on turnover. Snap up the special Potter's products package now. Peter Lawrence and Warren Huntley also smashed it up and are primed for an enormous day. While Vince Accardi's revolutionary race speed profiles continue to reap rewards, with Adelaide adding to his big race winners. Profit this weekend with puntershow.com.au.
Diamond Drill for Tommy, the dream win.
They come to the line, and Almalad has won it from Brazen Bow.
Almaha has sired over 20 stakes winners and 6% stakes winners to runners. His progeny include Group 1 winners Diamond Drill, Almalad and Fat Owl, as well as Faden, Unchain My Heart, and the promising River Delta, Amavatio and Delicacy. Want a Son of Dane Hill at good value for money? Think Almaha. Standing at Emirates Park. Call Brian Carlson on 041 5275 885.
Saturday matinee tab racing is at Ballina this weekend. Be trackside for Lennox Hotel Lennox Head Cup Race Day. Always a great community event. Plus full coverage of Derby Day from Flemington. Ballina today, the first at 11:15.
Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre has red-hot deals on all new Fuso Canter factory tippers. With unlimited slip diff, 30,000-kilometre service intervals and a multimedia system including maps, the Fuso factory tipper range is a class above the rest. So buy a new Fuso factory tipper before the end of the year and you won't just get a great truck at a great price. You can also score a great 4.95% finance rate. Now that's a lot of bang for your truck. Head into Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre near Narellan to test drive your new Fuso Canter factory tipper today. stmc.com.au.
While stocks last, finance conditions apply to approved applicants. ACL 247271.
How's this? Free Melbourne Cup Day tips from the boys at the Punters Show. Get There They Are from wondertofollow.com.au for their $10 weekly Saturday service today, and the boys will send their best bets for Melbourne Cup Day for free. And they're flying on the big races at the moment, so make sure you have a winning Flemington Carnival. Get to wondertofollow.com.au and now sign up to There They Are. It's another winning product from wondertofollow.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by TAB. It's betting season. Time to go shopping at your local TAB, tab.com.au, or on your mobile.
Ron and Mike, swipe lines come out of race 7, race 7, number 7. We'll go through, in fact, they're now final. So here they are for Rose Hill, fine and a good 3. Penetrometer 4.58 and the rail is true. There are 6 finals. Race 5, number 6, Rare Fragrance. So the first 4 races are clear. Race 5, number 6. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, take out 7, Swipe Line, number 7. And then in Race 8, take out 7, Cosmic Cameo, 8, Charge Missile, 11, Gepardo, and 13, Emperor of Oz. 7, 8, 11, and 13. So 7 earlies there. For Flemington, Marksmanship has come out of the Lexus. Race 5, number 10. We'll go through those in around 20 minutes or so. Jamie Rogers joins us from marketing at Tabcorp. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. Ron's here. He's still putting that Star Stable team together. Ron, how are you travelling in the Star Stable?
Well, I'm going okay. I think I'm about 4,000 something.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. You might be checking up on me. What?
No, I'm not checking up on you because I'm so far down, I'm not worried about it, Ron.
Yeah.
I'm going all right, but we're just swinging along. Jamie, what's happening today with Tabcorp? First of all, with Tab Reward Stable.
Well, this is a very exciting day for the Tab Reward Stable. We've got our star performer, Kuro, is in the Coolmore, looking to make it 5 wins in a row. And we've got 10 lucky Tab Reward members that get to be part owners for the day. They get to share in owning a Group 1 racehorse for today. So it's really exciting. And if he does salute, each member will get over $4,000 in the prize money. So really, really exciting today. So we'll all be cheering on Kuro and our Tab Rewards members today.
Yeah, we mentioned their names earlier. Good luck to them all. There's plenty of racing specials for Derby Day.
Yeah, there certainly are. So there's one, there's the great one for state versus state. So which state will the winner of the Coolmore be trained in? The favourite way is New South Wales at $1.50 and Victoria is $2.50. And then Superstar Deep Field is such a hot favourite in the Group 2 tab.com.au stakes. We've produced the market without him in it, where Big Money is now the favourite at $5 and In Cahoots and Del Sprinter on the second line of betting at $6. So you can check out all those in the racing extra sections of the sport page at tab.com.au.
And the jackpots, we've got one here on the last race at Rose Hill today.
We do. So there's jackpots across all 3 codes today. And, of course, as you just said, the last race at Rose Hill, there's a $100,000 first 4 pool guarantee, a great way to end the day at Rose Hill. Then tonight at Tabcorp Park Winangle, there's a $10,000 quaddy jackpot on races 5 to 8. And then tonight at Wentworth Park, we've got $100,000 guaranteed first 4 pool on the Vic Peters Classic Final. So plenty happening on at the Tab.
There certainly is. It's the place to go today, either your local Tab or tab.com.au, and you can do it through the app as well. Good on you, Jamie. Enjoy today.
Thanks, guys. You too.
People will listen to us, Ron, this morning, right now, around the world through the Tab app, because Sky Sports Radio, you can listen anywhere in the world. If you go away on a holiday and you still fancy a bet, you can do it by listening via the Tab app to Sky Sports Radio. You still there, Mike?
Yes, buddy.
That's good. No, sorry, mate. We've only done 2 interviews, but they've been pretty lengthy. It's good
in
info,
detail,
though, isn't it?
It's more important things than me at the moment.
Yeah, no, you just sit back there and relax. We'll certainly get to you. Gerald Ryan's joining us, the trainer of Rubik and Time for War today. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
How's the build-up with these two today?
Yeah, no, good. Quite happy with them.
No, I'm happy with them and where they're going and where they're looking this morning. Sort of heading into it, yeah.
Happy with Barrier 1 with Rubik, Gerald?
Well, yeah, I know I'm a big advocate of Barrier 1 anyway. You know, they keep telling me you can't win Barrier 1 there anymore. But, yeah, Jack, I done it a couple of weeks ago. Charlie Boy. Anyone, the Dane Hilly, come down towards the inside. So, I don't know. You know, it's one of those things you got to put up with, Ron. So, I think I would have preferred drawing there than sort of between 8 and 14 sort of thing. I just, at least there you've got a bit of room to move and you can, you know, track does happen to be playing to the inside where you're the first one there. You get towards the outside, you're going to be on the inside of the outside also. So, but one thing, he's not going to be cluttered up.
You've obviously always had confidence in this horse. The 1,200 metres is not an issue?
I don't think so, Ron. A lot of his form cards, so he's only go, he failed, but he's probably at the end of his tether. Went high speed early in the race that day. It was his first racing preparation, or his first preparation went all the way through. Still learning his craft. Before he had his first start, he had one trial before he come back this time. He's had one trial, so it's not. And, you know, he's had two trials and four races, so you think he's going to be learning as he goes along. And Kieran said the other day he could have settled further back if he wanted to. And no, he was nice and relaxed up the straight the other weeks. But no, I'm happy about him running 1200. You know.
This other horse, Time for War, he's not the easiest horse to ride, but he's got a bit of ticker, this horse.
He's got a lot of heart, tries hard, underrated. Need his run first up. Need the run, it's pretty bad because he had a setback about 5 weeks previous. And then he improved off that in his second run, and I reckon he's improved as much again since leading into this race. So, I wouldn't undersell him. A bit of rain around, he's going to appreciate. He's going, you know, he's going to be up in the firing line all the way. And one thing he does know, he doesn't know how to lie down. So he's there, you know. He's a chance. He'll run well. He'll run very well, I reckon. He's done a treat down here. He looks well. He's been here a week. He got here last Saturday morning. He's done a little bit of work during the week, and you know, happy with him. And you know, he's an underrated little horse.
He is.
And just on Rubik from that inside draw, Gerald, have you spoken to Kieran about tactics in this race at this stage or not?
No.
No.
No, yet. Wait until he walks the track and see how it's going. You know?
Yeah.
Charlie Boy, he's got deep field to contend with, but he should be at the top of his game.
He'd appreciate the 3 weeks between runs, you know. We had that drama here first up when he come down and ran Flemington. He was good behind Famous Seamus, but he had his chance, but improved off it. Not ideal backing him up, but he's on speed the other day in a fast run race. Stuck to his guns good. 1400's probably a tad far for him. He had a bit of a freshen up, and he's come in his zone down here this week. But you know, there's two of them. If the right one turns up, he's top four finisher. You know, it's a good little race. He's got no weight in his back. He's drawn good to get a cover. He can run it. He can run quite well, yeah.
Been a frustrating week. It's always tough when you've been setting this horse backman for the Derby all the way through and things go wrong on the 23rd hour.
Yeah, it's good, but he's lucky. He's escaped any serious injuries. He's all superficial. Like I was looking at the way he's walking around yesterday afternoon. You'd say if the race is on next Saturday, you could run it. But he did cut his leg up and we put him straight on a pen seal and so that cuts her out from running for 3 weeks. He goes out and has a break and come back and lord him, you know, he's very, very close. And Peter Moody was telling me, because he saw it, he was telling me yesterday that, you know, he thought he was the end of him. So, but he's come out of it really well, so at least we've still got a horse.
In Sydney, Dances on Stars. He's got a bit of weight, but he's usually good fresh.
Good fresh. Amazing. He's five-year-old. I reckon he's the best, the strongest horse that's looked. You know, he's never been over big horse. He's never been horse to carry a lot of weight, but he looks terrific this time. And he goes good fresh. He's going equally as well as he's been going first up before, but in saying that, he's probably got 4 kilos heavier than what he had first up last time. So, Right, and they run along quick up front. You'll get home good. You'll find the line good.
Race 5, Lucky Racky. Wet tracks were against her at the end of last prep.
Yeah. No, she's no good on the wet track. Got that virus early in the spring. We give it a month off, come back. Only want to give it this one race to see if she's okay. And she appears to be good. She trialled well. She's worked well leading into it. Taking on the older mares, but she has a little bit of class on her side. And providing the track stays good, well, she can run well and then get put away for a month and get her ready for the autumn.
Okay. Command Moore in the same race. She was very good in that easier race last time. Very good.
Yeah, she's always had that ability, but she has got to have things go right for her. Today it looks as if she may get it that again because there's good speed in the race. And she'll be back. She'll hit the line good. Has trained on really well since and worked well on Tuesday morning. So, she's a chance in a race too, yeah.
Hmm. Well, any particular leaning to one of them fillies there?
That's class-wise, Lucky Racky.
Okay. Thanks, Gerald, and, good luck today.
Yep. Okay, you'll see you all today, Ron.
Yep.
Okay. Good on you, mate. Gerald Ryan joining us there, running through his runners for both Melbourne and Sydney. At a quarter to eight, Danny O'Brien joins us from Flemington Trackwork this morning. Morning, Danny.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, you must be thrilled to get an opportunity like this with three runners today, but and won a chance of making it, hopefully, to a Melbourne Cup on Tuesday.
Yeah, look, he's obviously still got to win today, Caravan, but he's going into the Lexus in great order. We sort of always had in mind this spring that that was probably his only way to get in. He just didn't quite have enough weight, even with the penalty out of Geelong. So he's only had the three runs. He turns up in the race in peak order, and if he wins, he'll be in the Cup.
Well, that's the key with him, Danny. I reckon you've just timed this perfectly. He was good at Geelong, and he just looks like he's ready to go again.
Yeah, Ron, he's a bit of a hard horse to place early in the spring because he's really only effective at a mile and a half, and he's probably even more effective at 2 miles. So we were biding our time a bit with him. And even if it was the 2 mile today, I wouldn't be worried. But,
no.
He's only had three runs, and he certainly, if he does win today, I don't think it will harm his chance on Tuesday. I think he's definitely got that amount of, racing left in him to have the two runs in the next 4 days.
I saw Craig give him a dig at Geelong, and he made him race that little bit, closer. This looks a bit of a funny race tempo-wise. I'd expect the same situation here today.
Exactly. Now, given the draw he's got, I expect Craig to be positive on him again and certainly take a forward position. Hopefully he gets as good a run as what he got at Geelong, and if he does, he'll have no excuse.
The Derby, Bondiga. Have you always regarded this horse a Derby horse?
Yeah, he's always been one that we were hoping. That's, again, where his preparation's been at. We kept him out of the major stuff early in the spring. He just found his feet in a couple of maidens, and then in that restricted race, Caulfield Cup week, the defining race, obviously, for him was the Vase. He had to show us that he was right on track, and albeit he didn't place in that race, I thought, we had to make a decision from a wide draw to ride him pretty cold, and it wasn't a race to do that in. It was a very slowly run, but his sectionals were great, and like every other race he's been in, he hit the line very hard. So we're going in there quietly confident today.
Okay, well, most of his runs he has been in the back half of the field. Barrier 1 and 2,500 today is probably not the ideal thing to drag a horse like him back.
Correct. No, we've again been given the good draw, and I expect James will make use of it. When I say that, I don't expect to see him in the box seat, but he would definitely be three or four pairs back, hopefully, on the fence and getting a nice run.
Okay, beauty. And Adamantium, he's a speedy type in the last.
Yeah, look, he's very effective down the straight. I think he's won three of his last four races down the straight. He just took those couple of runs early in the spring to get to his best, but he's right at it now, and he gets down in the weights for the first time for a long time as well.
Beauty. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Danny. Danny O'Brien joining us there. In our last interview this morning, you would say we've kept the cream for last. Ron Gay Waterhouse joins us to run through today as well. Morning to you, Gay.
Good morning, Andrew. And how's everyone going?
Very well indeed. We've had some rain this morning. They're still calling it a good three, and It's meant to hopefully stay reasonably clear through the day. It's such a big day, isn't it? You don't want the weather to play a major role.
Yes, so we had quite a bit of rain here this morning, but I think it would take quite a bit to affect the track, Andrew. We had really very strong winds here yesterday. It was...
Yeah, it was...
Terribly strong winds. And, you know, it was gale force... Not gale force, but hot, and wasn't it? It was just very unpleasant.
No, it was.
As long as Hampton Court didn't feel it, he's 3 weeks between runs. He's ready to go again, Gay?
Well, you know, it's probably the thing that people might worry about him, 3 weeks between runs, Ron. And, you know, he had the quick backup where he really improved so much, didn't he, when he had the quick backup from the 1900 to the 2000 of the Group 1. But, look, I can't fault him. And, you know, he is a big colt and you don't want to run him every day. And I had in mind right from the start, he was nominated for the Derby early in the piece. So, you know, he's not an afterthought. You know, I think he deserves to be short price favourite, and I think he can win. I'm very happy with the horse.
Beautiful. Will he be in the first half of the field here on settling down?
Well, you would think, you know, he hasn't been far, except at his last start where Joss got sort of pushed back and was second last. Every other time he's raced, you know, near and on the pace, either led or been in the first four or five, and he's done that, you know, throughout his life, his race career. But he's a very versatile horse, and he can be anywhere in the running.
Wanjana in the first. He's had a busy schedule, but he's obviously coping with it.
Yes, I think you said the true thing. He's had a busy schedule. Look, he's a very happy and healthy horse. I don't know how many times a horse can peak, you know, and if he can peak again, he would be very hard to beat in this race. Mm. But you know, I'm a great believer. You can only go to the well so many times, so it'll be interesting to see how he does go today. But he's well and he's happy.
Muscovado, race two. She's a tough filly who makes her own luck.
She's got an enormous chance. Can't fault her.
Okay.
And I brought her down here. I brought her down here as a two-year-old, and she didn't do anything. And then she came back this time. She really earned her trip down here. If you think about it, she ran a brilliant third against the mares. Then she comes out after that and she runs a brilliant win, ridden by Winona. It was quite... Everyone expected her to be back in the field, and she was right up there on the speed, wasn't she? Leading all the way. Mm. She's as tough as teak.
Okay. What can you tell me about this French stallion, Porchenet?
He's a particularly lovely horse. He raced in the Belmont Derby, the same race that Adelaide ran third in.
Mm.
He's a particularly handsome horse, and Rob was very keen we secure him at the Gough sale before the, you know, Royal Ascot. He took a little while to acclimatise, but he's acclimatised brilliantly, and I think you'll see a very big showing from him today.
Okay.
I also can't fault the stablemate, Woodbine. Now, once again, he put in a sensational run when he raced in the Epsom. But he's freshened up remarkably well, and Steve Arnold has ridden him a number of times and said to me the other day, he really feels very sharp under me, and that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
I'm looking for him to be sharp today.
For sure. The mares, sweet idea. We know she's got that tremendous desire to win.
She's an outstanding mare. She's a multiple group winning mare. She's yet to win Group 1, but she's the best performed mare in the race by so far. It's not funny. She's got great cruising speed, and she loves the sting out of the ground. So if the track did deteriorate, it certainly wouldn't be against her. She's, you know, tough as teak. I can't see why she can't win the race. She'll run the distance with her eyes shut, in my opinion.
And, Gay, this week or yesterday, the stewards put out a little release on Sweet Idea. You've just been working with something within the bulb of her heel?
Oh, she banged the bulb of her heel the other day, but she hasn't missed a day. She's going terrific.
Yep.
I couldn't be happier with her.
Okay.
And the other two mares are certainly not without, can't be overlooked. Diamond Drill's like a war horse. She's a very big, raw-boned, lovely, strong daughter of Almahar. And I thought she had a terrific chance in the race.
So did I.
And her run home, Ronnie, the other day, she stormed home, didn't she? When, you know,
well,
that was first up from quite a lengthy spell. And the other one that's been totally forgotten, completely and utterly forgotten, that I think's definitely got a chance, is, you know, is Forever Love.
Yeah.
She's bred in the purple. She's raced really well, you know, two starts back. I think you forget her last start.
Okay.
Now they can sometimes at Caulfield put a bummer in, can't they?
Well, they can. And Diamond Drill, going back to her, she's had three starts at a mile and she's won them all, including a Group One.
Absolutely, Ron. And she could easily win today. Mm. Absolutely easily win. I mean, she's a Group One mare. In the, you show me the Group One horses in the race. Where are they?
Exactly. Talking about tenacious mares, well, Dry Fontaine is all heart in the last.
The most lovely mare. You know, she gets the Globetrotter Award, doesn't she?
Yep.
You know, she's been to Queensland, to New South Wales, as I said to you, I think, 2 weeks ago. She's been around the world in 80 days.
Yeah.
And she's just fantastic. Most took 90, she did it in 80.
Sydney, this two-year-old Brooklyn, Blinkers, Barrier 1 and Acclaim today. Should see an improved run?
I think so. Look, he's a very happy horse. He's a nicely compact type. Son of Hinchin Brook that stands at Harry Mitchell's farm and Arthur Mitchell's farm. He's going really nicely and he should be very hard to beat and he's got the barrier they wanted.
Hmm. Confederate, a nice horse in race two?
He is a nice horse. He's a horse on the make. I like horses on the make. He's done everything right. It was a really good win the other day. I think he could win again. I'm really happy with him. I was back there on Monday working my team and I thought he looked great.
You also got Exceline in race five, the mare.
Well, she looks amazing. You know, she's as tough as teak, this Exceed and Excel mare. You know, the other day I thought she didn't run a bad race. I threw her in the deep end. I had two of them there, and there was that, I think it was Yanks Quality. Well, the Yanks was a listed.
Yes,
black
the Niverson, yeah.
Yes, the Niverson. And I thought it was certainly, she'd have a go at it. And I thought she ran quite a good race. Well, it's not the Niverson today, is it?
No. And he looks a tough horse. Frespinol, he won nicely on the Kenzo track first up.
Which one's taken?
Frespinol in race six. He looks a pretty tough horse.
Yes, he is a tough horse. His win the other day was so funny because remember I Cronella'd the race. Frespinol won and Vitello ran second. And Tommy came along the fence on Frespinol. It was a really gutsy win. And as he went past the post, he turned to Winona Clausen and he said, I love beating you.
I'm sure there's going to be a get square in the future.
Probably a few of them.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck with them today, Gay. I'm sure they're all going to run well for you.
Thanks so much.
Good on you, Gay. Gay Waterhouse joining us there. In a moment, the scratchings and then our preview of Rosehill Gardens. For a great deal on a new Mazda, go and see our mates Terry and Jamie at West End Mazda, Australia's number one Mazda dealer. And they're your BT50 commercial vehicle specialist. Talk to the team about the mighty BT50 4x2 and 4x4. And, of course, they've got the BT50 demonstrators ready to drive 7 days a week and are fully registered. West End Mazda, 15 times Mazda Master Dealer at Church Street, North Parramatta and Sunny Holt Road, Blacktown.
New Zealand Bloodstock's ready-to-run sale just keeps getting hotter. Boasting double the number of stakes winners of any comparable sale in the past three seasons, including 9 Group 1 races. With almost 400 two-year-olds on offer, New Zealand Bloodstock's ready-to-run 2014 presents a unique buying opportunity. Be at Karaka on the 19th and 20th of November to become the next ready-to-run success story. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
When the stakes are high for fashion, fillies and form on Oaks Day, your best bet is Land a Toyota Ladies Day at Hawkesbury Races. Gates open at 10:30 a.m. and the first 1,000 ladies receive a skin fitness gift bag. Plus, there's over $20,000 in prizes for fashions on the field. Now that's worth frocking up for. Plenty of parking or catch a train to Clarendon. Check out the club's website or Facebook for promotions, pricing and free entry options. See you at Land a Toyota Ladies Day at Hawkesbury this Thursday.
Now, the bigger a brand gets,
the harder it is to love. But if you want to get nice and close to your customers...
Ooh, sorry, too close.
Do it through their favourite radio station.
It's a love thing. It's a love thing. Everyone knows. It's a love thing. It's why I love it's radio.
Australians love local radio. It makes them happy, keeps them informed and connects them with everyone in their community.
It's a love thing.
So why not take your big national brand and buddy up with radio?
Yeah, yeah.
Just search radio.
Woo.
It's a love thing. You'll sound like a local.
Right across Australia.
No team is hitting Flemington's Derby Day in such devastating form as the Punters Show team. Darren Potter's amazing run continued on Cox Plate weekend, and you can snap up his Potter's products package now. Peter Lawrence also smashed it up and is primed for an enormous day. Warren Huntley comes in with his Derby Day mounting yard with another 100% profit on turnover, and there's Vince Accardi's race speed profiles. We keep telling you about the Punters Show product, because week after week they just keep winning. Put yourself in the picture today by going to puntershow.com.au.
Bringing you all the excitement of the spring carnival, this is Race